From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update, 2011 marked a grim birthday. It was 30 years ago that the first AIDS victims were officially diagnosed. This year, as every year, people in Colombia and around the globe observed World AIDS Day on December 1st.
We're at the corner of College and Broadway. There's probably about 30 people. There's people on every corner holding our candles. There's banners everywhere, flags everywhere downtown for AIDS Day, AIDS Awareness Day.
I hope that a time like this, just standing down here on the corner, my hope is that somebody has a really good conversation in the car on the way home when some kid says to mom, what are those red ribbons and why are those people standing out here?
The reason I'm here, I have a daughter. And she's at the age where she's becoming more sexually active, and this disease isn't gone yet, and I'm fearful.
Whenever you care about somebody who has the illness and you hear the discrimination that still goes on, it's really disheartening. But whenever you see displays like this and you find out that there's a whole day dedicated to the remembrance of the victims, and I think Columbia's done a really great job at educating on the illness as well, so I think that also contributes to the amount of people that we have out here today.
In bigger towns like Columbia, there are established support networks for people with HIV, but that's not the case everywhere in Missouri.
My name's Kale Mitchell. I'm the executive director for RAIN Central Missouri.
When people think about HIV and AIDS, people often think about big cities, San Francisco, New York, places where it first came to the national attention. And the majority of cases are in bigger cities. But that's actually been changing. If you look at a graph of new diagnoses, it's actually been going down slightly over the years in the bigger cities and going up slightly in more rural areas. Why is that?
I think part of it is because of just the focused effort in those communities. The federal government, CDC, has indicated that there are 12 priority cities who had the largest occurrence of new infections. And so they focused all of their resources there, whereas the rural communities were kind of shut out of the process.
What are some of the challenges for people living in those smaller towns?
Access to care is the biggest issue. The physicians that are in those areas are either not comfortable caring for an HIV-positive person because they don't see it that often and don't have the understanding of how to treat. So they will refer to usually to Columbia. That and the pharmacies in the area won't carry HIV medication because, of course, it's not something you want sitting on the shelf going bad. It's very expensive medication. So they have to either do mail order from Columbia or travel to get those medications. You really have a limited number of community resources to dip into. I mean, you're back to churches and local groups, which our clients may be reluctant to use because then they are disclosing their status to potentially family, friends, other community members who may not be very accepting.
Do you think that's a bigger issue in rural areas, that acceptance from family or the community at large?
Most definitely. I think the stigma of the disease is still so great that individuals will close themselves off. You still get kind of that knee-jerk reaction of, oh, I can't shake hands, I don't want to share silverware or drinking fountain or bathroom facilities with that individual. HIV is vilified in a much different way than any other disease that's out there.
That was Kale Mitchell, Executive Director of RAIN. The group provides services to people living with HIV in 37 counties in central and northern Missouri. In that mostly rural part of the state, there are 415 officially diagnosed cases of HIV, though Mitchell says the true number is probably closer to 500. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.